Corporal Zachary Koldam was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq's Al-Anbar province last week. Back in the spring, the 23-year-old Marine reservist withdrew from the University of Texas to go to Iraq and serve with the 4th Marine Division. He'll be laid to rest tomorrow. From member station KUT in Austin, Larry Schooler has more.
You might say Zach Kolda, or Zach Attack, as some friends called him, was a guy you wished you could hate, but you couldn't. He had tons of friends, he excelled at sports, and he drew amazing pictures. But Zach made people laugh and smile so often that they couldn't help but like him. Zach's mother, Paula, says that talent came in especially handy when he played sports.
From the time he was playing soccer and couldn't keep track of which direction to take the ball on the field to all the way up through high school sports, playing tennis, his enthusiasm, I think, was contagious, and that's what made him a stellar athlete.
Zach brought enthusiasm to everything he did, even his hairstyle. In high school, he grew an enormous red afro that made guys wince and girls swoon. But being popular never seemed to make Zach pretentious. Andrew Reyes was one of Zach's close friends at King High School in Corpus Christi along the Texas coast. He says he stopped feeling like an outsider when he and Zach hung out.
When you look up to someone and then they genuinely seem interested in how you are, and they're interested in taking you along surfing and showing you the ropes, even though it takes you forever to get even decent at it, and, you know, wake you up early in the morning and get you going, and it made a big impact on me, you know?
If Zach had one Achilles heel, Paula Kolda says it was never learning to say no. He competed on academic teams. He led church retreats. He taught archery lessons. And, she said, he drew whenever he could, on whatever he could.
In high school, he used his artistic talents to amaze his friends and teachers, and then also to annoy his teachers by drawing things that he knew would make them crazy. He loved that, and he loved the attention that it got for him because he saw it made people smile.
Zach enrolled at the University of Texas to study international business. To his academic advisor, Greg Murphy, Zach stood out among hundreds of other advisees. Zach was the first student Murphy counseled who withdrew for military reasons. On a computer screen, Murphy calls up his notes from his meetings with Zach. The last entry is dated March 24, 2004. It reads, "We talked about the readmission process, and hopefully he's able to come back safe." Paula Kolda never wanted Zach to go to Iraq, even though her father and her husband's father had both served in the military. Zach wouldn't listen. He told his parents that he knew the risks of enlisting in the Marine Reserves, but what he was doing was more important. Paula Kolda.
I think that all along, Zachary's motivation in life was to try to do everything that seemed important in the world, whether it was making other people happy, serving your country, exploring your faith, being crazy. He did it to the extreme. And Lord only knows what that child or what that man would have accomplished next.
Zach Kolda was killed during a patrol along the Euphrates River. Now his parents, his widow Arlene, and all of his many friends and loved ones wonder how they'll go on without him. All they know is they will. And eventually they say they'll smile again because Zach would. All the time. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Austin.